Waking up in Cork.
How are you doing over there?
Doing all right.
We're 18 minutes into the show. We've had our first Vicism of the day. We have about 9 of these a show, by the way.
Oh, lads.
Do you want to tell me what you just did?
Well, there's a new passenger ferry that's been announced for Cork Harbour. It's really, really cool looking. So Casey came over to me and I said, oh my God.
Look at this thing.
Look at this.
Yeah.
We're getting this for Cork. This is going to be the new passenger ferry service for Cork.
Yeah.
City and Harbour. And Casey said to me, you know, that's an AI image.
It's pretty obvious because there's about 9 skyscrapers
I know.
In the background.
And it does look like something out of Fifth Element. I agree. It looks like it could hover, doesn't it? A hovering ferry.
You are going to give your life savings to a lad out in some
a
part
prince.
Of the world. Yeah,
prince.
A prince. Some prince will coax
yes.
80 grand out
Absolutely.
Of you.
Absolutely. And probably a relationship as well. Or a fake relationship.
Yeah.
Oh, lads, I don't know.
It's the innocence of a Vic. Just be very careful online. I'm worried about you. I think I'm going to have to. You know the way, like... I'm going to have to get you an internet guide dog or something. A fella that'll put his paw on the phone and go, no, don't go there. I'll have to get you a Saint Bernard, something big that can take it. No.
Yeah. You're going to have to get me a dog and one of those, you know those buttons that you put around your neck?
Yeah.
The panic buttons.
You are that lady from Instagram. Do you ever see the reel? There's a woman, she's about 90. She's in a shop and her daughter hands her a frog. It's like a little concrete frog that you put in your garden.
That's right.
She's staring at it for about 40 seconds and she says this.
That's a frog, isn't it?
That's a frog, isn't it?
That's totally going to be me.
Totally going to be
yeah,
me.
Going
totally
to be me.
Is you.
Oi!
That's a frog, isn't it?
Good Lord.
Oh, lads, why am I crying with laughter at 18 minutes past 6 in the morning?
AI and CGI aside, what is this new ferry going to look like?
Okay, so it's a new passenger ferry service. It's costing 80 million.
Wow.
And it's going to link 17 locations across the city and the harbour.
Oh, because it's like a harbour bus. So you can just spin around the place.
Yeah, it's a passenger ferry, so you use it to commute.
Oh, fantastic.
Isn't that cool?
Yeah.
We could get that. Wonder what time it starts in the morning, Casey. I can hop on in Cove.
They'll probably leave the keys out for you, you know?
Oh, yeah, probably.
Let you take it into the harbour. Yeah.
They would totally trust me to drive that thing on.
That's a frog, isn't it?
Yeah, there she goes. Beep, beep. I'm so mature, collected,
and sensible. That's a frog, isn't it?
It's basically you.
That's a frog, isn't it?
The caption on the video says, my gran is literally David Attenborough.
That's a frog, isn't it?
congratulations, Cove Ramblers!
Yeah!
They lifted the grandest tug out of Munster Senior Cup of Turner's Cross yesterday evening. 2-0 victory over Rockmount. Were your boys there?
Come on, the Rams!
Were they there?
No, well, one of them is in Sligo.
Okay, you posted him away for the summer, did you?
Yeah, he's gone away for the week, yeah.
And Douglas won their match against Carrigtwohill in the Red FM Division 1 Hurling League yesterday evening. Finished Carrigtwohill 119, Douglas 28.
Well done, lads.
An Irish shop in Cork has announced over the weekend that it's been forced to close its doors due to the rising cost of doing business here. It's pretty much getting impossible for small businesses to exist because of the cost of everything.
It is.
Who's closed its doors?
It's the vintage shop there on French Church Street.
Nine Crows.
Yeah, Nine Crows, the vintage clothing shop. Yeah. Now, I know that it's an Irish-owned business. They have another 2 shops in Dublin, but it just became impossible for them in Cork to carry on doing business.
Yeah.
Cost of everything.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I've started to now... This is going to sound really naff, but I'm just going to tell you exactly what I've started to do. I've started to shop now. I start where I live and then I get slightly further out each time until I can find something that is within. I mean, you know, obviously the best thing would be Cove, then it's Cork, then it's Munster, then it's Ireland. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
as local as possible. Now, I bought a pair of earrings from a jewellery shop in Kerry because that was the closest place that I could get them to Cork. And you should see what I received in the post. They were gift wrapped. It came with a handwritten note that was like a wedding invitation.
Oh my God, was there sausages in it? Say, bury this in the back garden.
No, there was no sausages in it, Casey.
Just checking. They're mad for the sausages down in Kerry's, you know?
Let me finish my story.
Go on.
So I bought these beautiful little gold, they were gorgeous, like gold hoops, you know, little small little gold hoops. And you should see the note. Hi, Victoria. Handwritten. Thank you so much for purchasing these from our jewellery shop.
Lovely. I love that.
No, but it was gorgeous. Yeah, and yeah. I just thought to myself, that is so much better than getting a box thrown at your front door.
Yeah, I know. I've got to clip that up as well.
Okay.
That's a frog, isn't it?
It's a toad in the owl, isn't it?
Anyway.
Oh, my God.
But isn't it so much nicer than... I thought to myself, I wrote them a review on Trustpilot and they messaged me last night and went, thank you so much for that generous review. And I said, no,
thank you
so much.
Thank you for the handwritten letter.
For providing such wonderful personal business.
Fair play to you, Vic. I've lost my train of thought. Thanks, Paul. Morning, Paul, on WhatsApp.
That is so much better than getting a box thrown at your front door.
I don't know.
That's your frog, isn't it?
Red FM Breakfast. Let's go.
With McDonald's. Mornings don't get better than this. Breakfast served until 11 a.m.
Bring them on.
Only a Red FM.
All right, let's go for it. First of all, will we hit you with a few listeners, first of all?
Oh, yeah.
Love the old listener gags.
You know, they say an onion is the only vegetable that can make you cry.
Yeah.
Did you ever get a slap of it, Harlow?
That's such a great cork for
him. I'll give you a slap for a turn up. Geraldine, thank you very much. Take a bow. Rory O'Hagan.
I got into a casual argument with a grizzly bear once and I made him so angry he started to turn white. I stopped immediately as it was clear he found the issue polarising.
Oh, God.
Did you hear about the witch who had triplets?
No.
Yeah, she didn't know which was which. Come on!
I accidentally gave my wife a Pritt stick instead of her lipstick. She still isn't talking to me.
What a joke!
They say the grass don't get wet at night, but it do.
Oh, God, Lord. Cheers, Andy. I answered the door yesterday and got punched in the face by a 6-foot beetle.
Oh.
Yeah, apparently there's a nasty bug going around. Rory.
I went to the eye doctor and he asked me, can you imagine a world without glasses? And I said, yeah, we wouldn't be able to drink water then.
Oh, that was desperate.
It's brilliant.
Hi, Casey, a joke for you. A young woman said to her son, when you go to the inn to get the bus, you tell the bus driver you're not 7, you're 6. Because the bus fare is dearer. Because we have a mortgage this week and it's too dear. Gets on the bus. The bus driver asked him, how old are you? He says, I'm 6. He said, when will you be 7? He said, when I get off this bus.
That's really good.
Adrian, love that. Thanks so much. A child asked his father, how were people born? So his father said, Adam and Eve made babies. And when their babies became adults, they made babies and so on and so on. And the child went to his mother and says, he asked the same question. And the mum says, well, we were monkeys and we evolved to become like we are now. So the kid got very upset and ran into the dad and said, you're lying to me. He said, no, that's her side of the family.
My word. I got a knock on the door and heard a voice say, open up, it's the police. I said, prove it. They said, huh? Prove it? I said, yeah, sing Roxanne.
Are we okay with blonde jokes, are we?
Yeah, go on.
Blondes of Cork. Listen, you know the crack. It's
we're just ingest, joke. Yeah.
Why can't a blonde dial 911?
I don't know.
She can't find the 11. One more from Rory. What have we got?
My friend works in IT and I asked him how do you make a motherboard and he said I usually tell her about my job.
A teacher's in a classroom and she says to the kids, kids, what does chicken give you? Student shouts, meat. Well done. What does a pig give you? Bacon, says one of the kids. Great, what does the cow give you? Homework. And let's do one more listener dad gag this morning. Who have I got here? I have Finn left over. Finn. Okay.
Good morning, lads. Did you know dogs can't use MRI machines, but cats can?
Yay! All right, Victoria, it's
okay,
over to you.
The winner is...
I think the winner is the guy who sent in that joke about the bus.
Okay, yeah.
To be fair,
that's Casey's team.
They're all, the listeners are on my team, by
they
the way. I brought in the artillery this morning.
That was the winner this morning, I have to say.
You could...
Are you telling me?
Results.
Are you for the first time in 8 weeks?
Yay! Go on, Casey and the listeners.
Well, I didn't know about the listeners being on your team, so...
Oh, they'll be on my team every week, buddy.
I take it back. No, congratulations. Your jokes this morning were exceptional.
They were. Well done.
Let's get some money. The €1,000 pop quiz.
With Easy Living Interiors, Eastgate Retail Park, Pala Duff, North Point Business Park and Maham Point Retail Park. Show me
the money. Ben's in Toker. Morning, fella.
Casey, how are you?
Ben, we've got a new baby on the way. Is this baby number one?
Baby number one, yeah.
Okay. Now, Ben's been getting a bit of a hard time over baby number one. Everybody he meets is saying what to you, Ben?
Just that how tough it's going to be.
Yeah.
What can we say to him? What kind of advice can we give him?
They're right.
This little thing makes an arrival into the world and they hand it to you in the hospital and go, best of luck.
Yeah, see ya.
There's no manual. Where do I change the batteries? What charger do I need for this yoke? There's none of that. Yeah. What advice can we give him?
Let's make it constructive advice now, right?
Sleep now because your baby's already plotting to turn your nights into a 24/7 rave.
You know what? My best advice would be throw out all your clocks because there is absolutely
no concept of time.
No, there's no concept of time for at least the first 3 weeks. So just forget about lunchtime, mm-hmm. dinner time, all that stuff. You'll be sitting down eating the dinner at 3 o'clock in the morning.
That's it. Yeah, yeah. You're putting on a roast at 4:30 in the morning.
Literally.
You will become an expert in decoding poop colours. You know, this is an art form.
Yeah.
You will actually become a master of changing nappies in a Category 5 tantrum.
Yeah.
With those little legs kicking everywhere.
Yeah. Line up the films. That's the other thing I'd say to you. Get a load of films lined up, ready to watch.
Yeah.
So that the two of you can actually just chill out and watch loads of films because you won't be able to do much else.
You'll become a ninja at dodging projectile gawks as well, by the way. They come out of nowhere.
Make sure you've always got something on your shoulder. You've always got a towel on your shoulder or a muslin or something.
Yeah. Listen, other than that, it's great crack. Yeah.
Let's play in 3, 2, 1.
What is the currency of Australia? Is it the dollar or the didgeridoo?
Dollar.
Question number 2. Can you name any of the kids in The Simpsons?
Bart Simpson.
What is the tallest animal on Earth?
Giraffe.
Question number 4. What internet star had merchandise called Jojo Bows?
Jojo Siwa.
Question 5. Sputnik 1 is a famous what? Sputnik 1. Very famous something or other.
Plane?
You're going for a plane. On what streaming service is House of Cards?
Netflix.
Question number 7. Who wrote the multi-million selling book called The Secret? Was it Rhonda Byrne or Ronan Byrne?
Rhonda Byrne.
Question number 8. What is the smallest country in the world by landmass? It was in the news a lot lately. It was a little bit of white smoke coming out of it.
Oh, bad to get
this. Question number 9. What is the Knickers Monica? It's the baby brain, Ben.
You've already got it.
You got dollar, Bart Simpson, giraffe, and Jojo Siwa. Sputnik 1 is a famous.
Is it a rocket?
It's a satellite.
Oh, satellite.
Yeah,
a
very
okay.
famous satellite. I always thought it was Spud, S-P-U-D.
Yeah, it's Sput.
Sput. Big flying spud out
big
in space.
Spot.
That'd be amazing. Netflix is correct. Rhonda Byrne for The Secret is correct. Yeah. The Vatican is correct. We just needed a few more seconds to get you over the line. You missed. You just missed number 5. When is little baby due, Ben?
October.
Okay.
Do you know what you're having?
No, we're not going to find out.
Yeah.
You're having a headache, buddy. That's what you're having.
A surprise is nice.
It is.
Best of luck, Ben.
Thanks a million.
What's your partner's name?
Jodie Crowley.
Jodie and Ben, best of luck.
You're doing all the hard work, Jodie. All the hard work. Ben, there will be plenty more times to come back and get
there
a grand for nappies and wipes. I promise you, we'll have you back. We'll have you back on again soon, okay?
Thanks a million.
Cheers, Ben.
Take care. Bye, Ben.
That's the pop quiz back tomorrow. With Easy Living Interiors, we play it every morning at 8:15.
Red FM Breakfast, let's go.
With McDonald's, enjoy a delicious sausage and egg McMuffin, served until 11 a.m.
Lads, my 3-year-old is running around the kitchen saying knickers, Monica, after hearing Casey say it. Nice one, Casey.
You're welcome. What we're here for. Remember, kids, if your mummy and daddy ask you to do anything, just shout, knickers, Monica! That's all you got to say. It'll get you out of everything. It's 25 to 9 on a Tuesday morning. A man has been fired from his job at work, Kelly, because he was working from home.
Right.
Working from home. You know the...
Working from home.
Wink, wink.
Wink, wink.
No judge.
Using a company computer. And if you have... If you have a company computer or some sort of desktop or maybe a laptop that the company have provided, they're looking at what you're doing because they want to know what you're up to.
Yeah.
And he got fired for his search history.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah, but what was he looking at? Like,
it was the procrastination that was that you know really did the business on him.
Oh right.
He looked up what has happened to Simon Cowell's face.
Okay. Yeah.
All right.
It's fair enough.
Fair enough question. Yeah. He also googled, are turkey teeth painful?
Yeah, they do look painful.
They do.
When you go out to Turkey and you get the nashers done, they were the things he was looking up.
That's fair enough.
Gone out the door. Good luck.
Ooh, okay. Rookie mistake. He should have been using his own phone.
Yeah. Should have been absolutely 100%. Which brings me to the search history game. Are we
oh
ready?
God.
No.
Yes, open your phones now immediately.
If they're
right
firing
now.
People for procrastination, I am screwed.
You're gone.
No. I'd say yours is awful, Casey. I don't know what you've been looking up.
Jesus, thanks, buddy.
I'd say you'd be looking at like mad right. stuff, a bit like Simon Cowell's face and stuff.
I do. I have an awful lot of mad stuff that I look up for the show. So if I go into my Gmail here and then I go to search history. All right, I'll give you my first five searches. Joke of the day, Laugh Factory. I had to get my dad
That's
gags
fair
from
enough,
somewhere.
Yeah.
Fake Barbie.
Oh.
Okay.
What are you looking up fake Barbie for?
It's a story from the UK about, it's grim.
All right, okay.
Yeah, it's pretty bad.
Right.
Fake Barbie. There's a whole podcast on it as well.
Okay.
So I was looking for the podcast on that. Chairman, who's the chairman of Mayo GAA? Grace Jones at Electric Picnic.
Oh yeah, that's all right.
We were talking about that yesterday, so I went back and watched her. And then I looked up the history of the didgeridoo.
So random.
That's my five. What you do?
That's not too bad.
I have, what does a swallow look like?
Okay.
Because you know, I know.
Random.
Shut up, you.
The bird, Rory.
Rory. You're both as bad as each other. Ignore them, Kel.
You make things up like that.
Absolutely. What else have you got, Kel?
Flights to Spain.
Flights to Spain.
That's all right.
And then about 4 online shopping websites.
Yeah, of course. Yeah. Fake.
Okay, mine is, what is the child of Prague?
I love it.
Darth Vader's theme tune. Cork Airport arrivals. And who is that annoying female voiceover on E! News?
It's mad what pops into your head, isn't it, Rory?
Mine are all kind of just boring work-related stuff.
Yeah.
This is all stuff from this morning. Says googling Brendan Rodgers from Celtic.
Yeah.
I'm due to interview him later on today.
Yeah.
Jurgen Klopp, because he's been linked with a move to Roma. And what else am I looking for? The Munster Senior Cup. I wanted to see my time co-rammer as well. And I've also searched for beard oil this morning.
Okay, so. can I have your phone? Because I think there was a bit of selected editing on that one.
I
think if I just go a little bit deeper into...
on,
oh, look at that. Oh, hot pants for men in their 40s. Yeah, is that... really? Really, Rory?
With Casey. Love waking up in Cork. Red FM Breakfast with KC. All the latest things.
It's a funky little thing, isn't it?
It is. It's a real kind of summer tune, isn't it?
Brilliant. Right, we've got 6 days until Cork versus Waterford. Super Valley Parky Queeve. That's for the big battle, the must-win game for us to progress in Munster. And look, the lads have taken a bit of a bruising and there's a lot of slagging going on and there's some, you know, cheeky means. That's all part of the, crack of it, I suppose. But... watch them come back this Sunday.
Yeah, absolutely. They'll be hungry for it.
Watch a different team hit that pitch.
I agree.
A different mindset. Because, you know, when they do have bad beatings like that,
they come back fighting.
They do. They really do. And I think that was the mindset for Limerick over the weekend as well, because of the last semi-final.
Rory said that yesterday.
You know, they were out, they were literally out to prove
a point. They're like, we are going to win this,
I don't like the fact that the Munster final is going to be back up in Limerick, but, you know, we've no choice in that. Anyway, let's see how that progresses. Yeah. 41 days until Wimbledon. Oasis are back together again in 46 days. And it's 219 sleeps until Christmas, everybody. Right, today is World Bee Day.
Oh, I love bees.
Not a bee day to wash your backside.
No, it's although World... I would like one of those as well.
Too much information,
sorry.
Thank you. Bee day. Two bees or not two bees? If there's no bees, we're all done for.
I know, yeah.
So mind the bees, everybody. If you celebrate your birthday today, you celebrate with Cher. Oh. Now, she was born in what year? Give me a guess. Give me a guess. What year
I'm
was Cher born?
I'm going to say that she was born in 1936.
You're 10 years off. 1946. She is 79 today.
I thought she was 89.
You celebrate with Louis Theroux, the documentary maker. Love Louis stuff.
Yeah.
I love the fact that Louis Theroux goes into an interview. Like, he'll go in, he'll be talking to like 15 Colombian gang lords.
Yeah.
You know, but he'll go in really innocent and
Hi.
They think he's Mr. Bean.
Yeah.
So they warm to him and go, this guy isn't
he's no
threat. And he has this lovely way of warming his way in.
I think that's the trick.
That's the trick. He plays this really, really soft, innocent role. And then when they warm to him, then he starts getting what he needs out of them. And he extracts everything out of them. It's a genius way that he does it.
Yeah.
He really is brilliant. Louis Theroux, happy 55th today. You celebrate with Busta Rhymes, who should be on the Leaving Cert. He's 53. And Jack Gleeson. Who's Jack Gleeson when he's at home?
Oh, Jack Gleeson is an actor.
He's a Kinsale man. He played one of the most nastiest little feckers on telly.
Was it in Game of Thrones?
It was. He was Joffrey.
There you go.
King Joffrey.
Yeah.
So happy birthday to Jack. He's 33 today. This is going to be amazing. And if you're a fan of tall ships, whether your reference, as they say, as Donal O'Keefe says in The Echo today, your reference point is the Fourth Spanish Armada, or maybe it's Pirates of the Caribbean.
Yeah.
Cork fans of tall ships, you're in for a huge treat this week. The Galeon Andalusia, reproduction of a Spanish ship, will dock in Custom House Quay on Thursday, and you're allowed to get on.
Is there a picture of it? Show me the picture.
Look at that. Can you imagine that thing?
Wow, it's
that
like thing, something out of an old film, isn't it?
It really is. It's straight out of Pirates of the Caribbean. Ooh. But that's going to dock up in Cork, and you can hop on board.
Oh yes, I'm going to see that.
I wonder, have they modernised it with modern navigation equipment? They would, wouldn't they?
I mean, obviously it's sailing around the place, so it has
to... It'd have something.
It does look like something straight out the set of Pirates of the Caribbean.
I want to see a load of pirates. You know when they jump down the sail just using a knife?
That's right. Yeah.
Anyway, that's going to be docking in Cork on Thursday. It's a 160-foot long ship. It looks spectacular. You can book a visit. Tickets are at tickets... VELACUADRA.ES.
Okay.
VillaCudra.ES.
Okay.
That's how you book your tickets to get on board and hop
on
board.
That's a site, all right, that thing, yeah.
I love that.
Yeah.
More relationship trauma this morning.
Okay.
Oh, God. A woman has filed for divorce after she asked ChatGPT if her husband was having an affair.
She asked ChatGPT.
She asked an AI bot.
Why?
Because she has no one else to talk to, maybe.
It's your frog, innit?
It's your frog, innit? Oh my God, where did I put that clip?
I will
play that till the day they throw me out of this building.
Which will be soon if we carry on.
Absolutely. In an unusual collision of ancient tradition and modern technology, a Greek mother of two has filed for divorce after consulting ChatGPT to interpret patterns of her husband's coffee cup grounds.
Oh.
So basically...
No.
Yes, a practice known as... Tessography? The AI allegedly revealed that her husband was having an affair with a younger woman intent on destroying their family. That's her her defense in court for the divorce, because a chat AI bot told her his tea was giving off signs of an affair. And listen, that's fine, because it's the world we live in, and absolutely nothing surprises me nowadays.
It's true.
Love waking up in Cork.
Wake up.
Red FM Breakfast with KC.
Red FM.